You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about the basis on which most of the titanium success methods are based on. And it's this concept that we're all cavemen and cavewomen. Because the reality is our genetics have not changed. And today I'm going to be talking to you about why that is so incredibly important. And if you understand this, it'll help you understand relationships, fitness, nutrition, business, personal relationships, and all of that stuff way better than you do now.
Sign up for the next Titanium Live event in February before it sells out. Seats are going fast. At the last Titanium Live, Armand Sadeghi announced a new concept for all Titanium events called No One Left Behind. This means that you can attend any of Armand's events for as little as $1 if that's all you can afford. No questions asked. Just go to TitaniumSuccess.com and you can name your own price. Please use the promo code TITANIUMLIFE. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Hey there and welcome to this edition of my podcast. Hey, I want to thank you for being a loyal Titanium Life Radio listener. I really appreciate the fact that you join in twice a week to listen to me talk about these different topics. And I know that you guys are out there applying these things because I'm getting feedback from people about how life-changing Titanium Life Podcast has been for them. And it just means the world to me that you guys are out there putting this stuff to use and coming back to me every week, twice a week, to get more knowledge. So thank you. And I want you to know how committed I am to helping you in every way possible. So today, as we talk about this concept of this caveman theory, I want you to understand so much of what I talk about is based on this caveman theory. In fact, a lot of what I talk about in business and relationships and fitness and health and all of it comes down to this. So let's get started without taking any more time. Here's what I want to make sure you understand. Number one, regardless of your beliefs about evolution or whatever you want to think about, the science here is factual. And the things I'm presenting to you, it doesn't matter whether you believe in evolution or not. The reality is that 4 billion years ago is when the first organisms appeared on the planet. Okay, that's the first thing. There were bacteria and things like that. 7 million years ago is the first Homo sapien appears on the planet. What is that? Homo sapien, in this case, these were our ancestors. Now, they're not like us, okay? But they were sort of like us. They kind of look like us. And you've seen the pictures and things like that. You know, they looked different and they acted differently, but they were kind of like us. These are our ancestors. But 200,000 years ago is when human beings as we are today appeared on this planet. Only 200,000 years ago. And what I want you to understand is this. If I were to go back and get a baby from 300,000 years ago, and I brought that baby back and I had a family today raise that baby, that baby would not be like we are because human beings, as we know them today, have only been around for 200,000 years. However, if I were to go back 198,000 years and I would go back and get a human being, a little baby, infant, bring it back and put it with a family here today in the United States and have the family raise this child would grow up to be no different than any other human being. It wouldn't have any more or less hair. It wouldn't look any different. It wouldn't be more or less intelligent. It would be almost exactly as we are today. Essentially, it would be exactly as we are today because 200,000 years is nothing in terms of evolution and human beings have not really changed much in that time, right? We certainly haven't evolved into a different organism. So what I want you to understand is in these 200,000 years, there's a lot that has changed in the world, but our genetics have not changed. And most of those changes have happened very, very recently. If you think about it, 10,000 years ago, human beings were about the same as they were 200,000 years ago. We were living in caves and in villages, right? We were going from one place to the next as we used up the resources in one area. We would pack up and move and go to a new area. And we would go to there. And typically, it'd be places where there were these riverbeds. And we would be near rivers where we could get water. We'd have food and animals and all that stuff. We'd tap into all the resources. And when the resources ran out, we'd go somewhere else. And you see, somewhere around 10,000 years ago, agriculture was born. And what agriculture did is it allowed us to stop being nomads. Now we could stay in one place. Why? Because we learned that, let's say if you have some cows, instead of killing the cows and eating them, what you could do is you could keep these cows and then use their milk so that you could get food that way. And if you kept these cows long enough, then they could have babies and those babies could grow. And then you could eventually eat them or the babies or whatever it is. And we found out that when it comes to plants, right, instead of eating all the vegetables and all the fruit, we could plant some of them and eventually they would give things back to us. And suddenly agriculture was born. And when you look at human evolution, you see that this agriculture thing was what caused human population on the planet to absolutely boom. You see what happened to us is that suddenly we were able to stay in one place, we could be safe, we could be secure, and we could get as much food as we wanted because we could grow our own food. And suddenly everything changed, and human beings essentially took over the planet. This is only about 10,000 years ago. So about 8,000 years ago is when we stopped being in caves and we started to sort of be in villages and things kind of like we live today. Now, we call them different names today, but really it's essentially the same thing. And something that's really incredible is you realize processed food is only about 100 years old. So here we have processed food only around for 100 years. The concept of living in cities and villages, things like that, only about 8,000 years old. Yet our genetics have not changed for 200,000 years. Now, why is all of this important? Why it's important is the fact that I want you to understand is internally, our brain, our body, and everything that makes us run is no different today than it was when we were cavemen. But then imagine how different our lives are. How different are the relationships? How different are the foods that we're eating? How different is the way that we get around, right? Instead of walking or running and things like that, we're driving cars around. And the way we sit and the way we communicate with people, and all of these things have changed incredibly, right? Yet our genetics have not changed. So we're the same people we were 8,000, 10,000, 200,000 years ago, yet the world around us has changed immensely. So what you got to understand, this caveman theory, because it allows you to see how your body works. Now, one example of this is the way that our bodies work during fitness. So for example, what people do is they go to the gym and they sit there and they do the bike or the treadmill for 2 hours. Now, you have to look at life as a caveman and understand, what signal does that send your brain as a caveman? When would a caveman have walked slowly, right? Or been somewhere where they were getting a slow, steady kind of cardiovascular exercise for an extended period of time? Well, the time it would happen is when a caveman was stuck in the desert somewhere and had to go for hours and hours walking. Well, what should your body do? Think about it. For a caveman to survive, what would the internal mechanisms of the body have to do? Well, number one, it would have to slow down your metabolism. Because if you're in the desert or you're going for a long walk, a long hike somewhere, your body doesn't want to waste calories, because if you waste calories, man, you're going to end up dead, right? And so your body would slow down. Now, would your body want to be excited and energetic? No, that's the worst thing. If you're going for a long trek, or if you're going to be walking a long way, you want your body to slow down and calm down, right? Now, is this a stressful situation? Yes, of course it is. If you're in the desert and you're trying to get out, it's stressful. So guess what? Your stress hormones increase. And today we see the same exact thing. People go get on a treadmill to try to lose weight, but it doesn't work. Why? Because your body's programmed to see that as, oh my gosh, we're starving to death in the middle of the desert. And guess what it does? It slows down your metabolism, right? Now, there are some advantages to walking and things like that, but what's even better is this. Look at what the caveman used to do for exercise. Well, a caveman wouldn't go do exercise, but a caveman had to hunt, right? Or gather. Either way, it's the same concept, but let's think about hunting. If you're out there hunting, how do you hunt? See, it's these short bursts of high-intensity exercise. Like, they would go out, the caveman would be out, and then it would see an animal that it wanted to go after, and it would go fast, 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 go, 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 very, very high intensity for a short burst, and it would either get the prey or it wouldn't, but then it would stop and rest. And then it would go very, very intense again, and it would go, and it would stop, right? It was sprints, right? It was a bunch of sprints followed by sitting down. Right? Or for example, if it made a hunt, it would have to carry a large animal, right? So that's lifting heavy weights, right? Or even with fruits, even if someone was gathering, right? When you've got a fruit basket or something that you're carrying fruit in, these baskets were heavy, right? So they're carrying around heavy things. But see, what we do today is we forget about all that stuff. We forget about our roots as cavemen. And then we try to use these bodies of ours as if that history doesn't exist, but our body is designed for that time. Now, let me tell you how this relates in business, in life, in other ways. As a caveman, think about it. Why is it that so many of us resist change? Why is it that your employees freak out anytime you try to change something? And why is it that people generally resist change? Well, let's think about it. As a caveman, would this have been a good survival instinct to have? Well, let's think about it. If you're a caveman, and let's say one caveman is designed so that when he or she notices change, he freaks out. Well, there's another one who, when he notices change, he doesn't really care much. Let's see which one would last longer, right? Because that's how the theory of evolution works. It says that if you're not able to adjust, if you're having a hard time surviving in some circumstance, right, and you can't adjust to it, you're going to die. Now, let's look at this. Let's see, should the human brain be programmed to notice change and freak out? Or should the human brain not notice change? Well, let's think about it. Let's say you're a caveman. You've been out all day. You've been doing your thing, right? You come back and you get into the cave. And as you walk into the cave, let's say a couple of things have moved around in your cave. They're not where you left them. Would it be advantageous to notice that things have moved around? Absolutely. Because if things have moved around, it means that someone may have come into your cave, which means they could still be there, right? And they could be there to attack you. So you better be on guard. You want to make sure that when you come back to your cave, things are exactly the way you left them. So notice how that change is something you notice. What else? What if you walk into your cave and there's a saber-toothed tiger somewhere in your cave? Would you want your brain to instantly notice that tiger? Or would you want your brain to sort of like focus on, I don't know, the alarm clock by your bed that's still sitting there than it was there the day before? No, you want your brain to notice that saber-toothed tiger. You want it to be like, holy cow, and you want to get on high alert, and you want your emotions to go up, and you want your stress hormones to go up, and you want to get ready. You want to get that epinephrine in your body, and your energy goes up, and all this stuff, and you fight. You get ready to battle. You get ready to run. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happens in your life when things change. So when you have employees and you come out and you say, hey guys, we have a new policy, we have a new procedure, we have a new system. Guess what? They think there's a saber-toothed tiger in their cave. And that's why they're so resistant to change. Now, I give you this example because I want you to understand that by getting a hold of this concept that we're all cavemen, you're going to be able to do better in every aspect of your life, in relationships, in business, in fitness, in nutrition. Now, we look at food, right? With food, a caveman, you got to look at what a caveman used to do for food. Number one, when a caveman got food, it was after he or she spent considerable time doing high-intensity short-burst exercises, right? And then they would get food. Now, when you got food, let's say you hunted something, right, as a caveman, would you want to sort of just have small portions of that food, or would you want to eat a bunch of that food? Yeah, you want to eat a bunch of it because you don't know when you're going to get another hunt and that food's going to go bad. They didn't exactly have refrigerators back in those days, right? So your body is designed, when you put food in front of your body, it's designed to eat as much of it as it possibly can because it is afraid you're not going to make another hunt for 20 days. So here's what you got to do. The next time you're sitting down at dinner and you're eating, understand that even though your stomach is full, your body is still craving more because it wants you to eat more food. Now, if you were to stop eating for 10 minutes, suddenly what you would see is your appetite goes away. It's an amazing thing, right? As long as you're not eating a bunch of crappy food, by the way. But if you're eating normal, healthy food, after about 10 minutes, your appetite completely goes away. Why is that? Because your body is designed that after you eat what you hunted, you don't want to still be hungry. However, while you're eating, your body is designed to overeat. It's incredible, right? Because today in our society, we don't need to overeat because the next meal is just a few hours away. But even though you may be 50 years old or 40 years old, 30 years old, however old you are, your body can't overcome the genetics of hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years of being a caveman where whenever you got food, that was probably going to be the last thing you had for a couple of days. So your body still wants to eat as much as it possibly can, but there's no need for that. So what you do is you let the intelligent part of your brain overcome the parts of your brain that are purely instinctual. And that's why for me, as someone who has studied neuroscience and understands how neuroscience applies to everything in life, I want to be your coach who explains this stuff to you so now you can make intelligent choices using the parts of your brain that are very, very highly evolved. Specifically, your prefrontal cortex that tells you that, hey, you can see the consequences of things. And so now that you understand this caveman theory, as you're listening to my podcast episodes, I want you to try to see how it applies to everyday life. And the way you're going to put this to use is start to think about what would a caveman do in this situation? And by understanding that, it'll give you an idea of how genetics are built. So when you're sitting there and you're starved and you're just eating a bunch of food, right? And then you keep wanting to eat even though your stomach's full, understand that's just your caveman instinct. And stop it and overcome it and say, you know what? I'm going to stop because Armand said in 10 minutes I won't be as hungry. Wait 10 minutes and then watch what happens. You won't be as hungry, I guarantee you. And you'll suddenly start eating half as much every meal because you'll understand this concept. Or when you go to work out, don't go do hours and hours of cardio. You're destroying your metabolism. In fact, most marathon runners, when you look at their bodies have way more fat on them than regular people even do, or sprinters do. Now you're going to say, no, Armand, they're skinny. Yeah, but look at their bodies. Look how much fat their body is storing. For the little tiny bit of weight that they have, they are all very, very high in fat because their body has been designed to basically be in the starvation mode. So most marathon runners have very, very slow metabolisms, right? So if they were to actually go and eat normal food for a week, they would gain massive amounts of weight. Yet you take someone who's a sprinter, someone who does weights for short bursts, high intensity, and that person has some bad food and it doesn't affect their body as much. It's incredible. So you get to get away with a lot more. And if you understand this in business, in your relationships, in everything that you do, you start to realize how incredibly powerful this is. So today I'm giving you this information because it's what so many of the things I talk about are built on, right? Learn this caveman theory and understand that inside that's what we are, and watch every aspect of your life go to another level because this system applies to just about everything. And this is not just some theory, it's fact. Our genetics have not changed for all those years. We are essentially the same as we were 200,000 years ago, yet our lifestyles and the world around us has changed immensely. Hey, thank you so much for being with me. And remember, even as a caveman, always lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.